With the dawn of this storm-swept year of 2013, there's much more than coastline geography that appears to have been swept away. Most of those watching the TV weather channel or scanning their iPads won't be aware of it, but the art of conversation has also been swept away. Not much of a loss to those hip deep in complaints to local officials or state and federal politicos, but a guy named Jonathan Swift, who wrote about this subject more than 300 years ago, would counsel that the speediest way to action on any subject is via the path of free and forthright conversation. Of course, any of those struggling with the problem could tell him that's something we and our political operatives are fresh out of. Too bad for them and for us. This commentator just happened upon a piece of ages-old advice from Mr. Swift that could prove truly helpful. Conversation, he wrote, is simply like carving. Quote, give no more to every guest than he is able to digest. Give him always of the prime, and but a little at a time. Carve to all but just enough. Let them neither starve nor stuff. And that you may have your due, let your neighbor carve for you. Unquote. Wouldn't it be great if all those poor storm victims and their struggling political pacifiers and problem solvers might just stop and consider the down-to-earth wise counsel available to them in Swift's words, if they'd only stop to think about and follow it? Of course it would. But this commentator will also make you a bet he's sure to win. They won't.